Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The DH, Ben Oglaby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Hile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sixto Lizcano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Eduardo Rodriguez. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Molinaro. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Blomberg. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Spencer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Nairodny. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball towards right. Washington settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Washington. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrios fires over to first and Blomberg drops the ball. That's an error on Blomberg. Molitor moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money bunts towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to third. One out. Ben Oglaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglaby strikes out. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Lizcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Money scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molinaro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blomberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm takes first base on ball four. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Soderholm moves to third. Blomberg moves to second. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Soderholm scores. Blomberg moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Naorodny reaches second base with a double. Blomberg scores. Spencer moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Thomas moves to third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-0 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomas scores. Molitor moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. Money tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Brewers, 2, White Sox, 2. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Money scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molinaro for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards first. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blomberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. 6. Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lascano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blomberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrios covering, for the out. 1 out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington, who is chasing the ball. Bando reaches third base with a triple. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount strikes out. 2 outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando juggles the ball. That's an error on Bando. Spencer moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to third for the out. Naorodny moves to second. 1 out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blomberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Money hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spencer. Money reaches second base with a double. Ben Oglavi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavi is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Oglavi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Molinaro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Andy Replogle now pitching. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blomberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-2 in the game. Hile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-2 in the game. Lizcano hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to third. Yount moves to second. Mike Proley now pitching. Dave May pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Naorodny hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hile. Pryor reaches second base with a double. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Lizcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hile hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-3 in the game. Lizcano hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando juggles the ball. That's an error on Bando. Blomberg moves to second. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Replogle spins and fires to second, and Blomberg is picked off. One out. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hile. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Naorodny hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Proley fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.